Urban Boat Builders is a nonprofit based in the Twin Cities that works with youth to help them learn craftsmanship as well as important social skills through building boats. Joining us now is Phil Winger, Programs Manager and Boat Building Instructor. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Phil.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Phil. I presume you're down in the steamy Twin Cities?
Yes, it's hot and sticky down here. I kind of wish I was up north. So it's stormy up there, huh?
Yeah, we got the hot-cold collision going on right now in the Boundary Waters. Heavy storms rolling through. But yeah, steamy up here too, and summer. Dog days of summer. So good time to talk about boats and building boats and urban boat builders, Phil. Let's maybe, if you wouldn't mind, just sharing with our listeners a little bit about yourself before we get into your nonprofit.
Oh, sure. I didn't really think about that type of a question, but I can start probably as it pertains to the work that I do now. I didn't really think about getting into boat building or youth development specifically when I was in college. I studied science. But I would have had to wear like a white lab coat and calibrate instruments. And I did it for about a year. It turns out it wasn't really a fit for me. But I did enjoy right after college working at a children's home. I couldn't believe they'd pay me to hang out with kids all day. It was minimum wage, but I still get paid a little bit. And then I ended up eventually going to a course at North House Folk School in 98. And we built a lapstrake canoe there in about a 2-week period with an instructor from New Hampshire. His name was Jeff Burke, and he had disdain for power tools. He had forearms that were bigger than my legs, and he was a great instructor, a good builder, and I had a good time. That kind of planted a seed for me, I think, and got me started on this trajectory.
Yes. So building boats and helping youth, and that is all about the mission of Urban Boat Builders, to empower youth to succeed in work and life through woodworking and experiential learning. What a great mission, Phil. What a great outfit, Urban Boat Builders. Tell us about them.
Well, Urban Boat Builders is a nonprofit youth development agency, like you said. We were founded in 1995, and we started out as a group of, I actually wasn't there in the founding days. I started working there in 2000. But as I understand it, their origin story is that a bunch of boat builders formed basically a support group. They would get together in each other's garages and basements and commiserate and drink a little bit of beer and try to figure out how to fit a canoe out the door. I guess, but it evolved. There were some kind of a critical mass of community-minded individuals that saw the potential for its application in youth development, and they wrangled a couple of projects. There were 22-foot Marietta yawls, I think they were called. These flat-bottomed rowboats with long sweeps, and they built two of them with different groups of youth in the Twin Cities, and it was a huge success. And they're kind of photogenic and captures the imagination. And I think they were very successful from the very beginning in terms of getting a lot of public support.
And this was back at the founding in 1998, or sorry, 95 to
98. 95 to 98. Those are the early history of our organization. And then, since then we've evolved quite a bit into what we are today, which is considerably larger, I guess. For many years, when I started there in 2000, it was maybe me and an executive director, and our funding was spotty, and it was great work. It was just it was not as refined, I suppose, in many ways as it is today. We have approximately 6 full-time employees, and in a busy summer we could hire up to 8 to 10 contract instructors at any given time as well, and we partner with schools and other agencies in the area that work with youth and build a boat, usually on their premises in about 70 classroom hours.
Okay, and so it's a year-round operation, but does it ramp up in the summertime, it sounds like?
Yeah, I'd say summer can be a little bit busier, but we actually, the contract instructors, we have them year-round as well, and I'm not really one to say who, like, when it's when we're busiest, because I don't really pay attention to that trend. I know when we are busy, because it just feels a little bit frantic, and we're going from one project to the next, and training a lot of new instructors. But I don't know. I don't have a good answer to when we are busiest seasonally. It can vary from year to year, I think.
That's all right. I've you know, definitely been doing some research online, urbanboatbuilders.org, great site, great instruction and direction. And it looks like two separate opportunities here for folks to participate. There's partnerships and there's apprenticeships. And could you explain those two programs, Phil?
Yes. The partnership program is sort of came first, I guess, chronologically. We partner with a school or another youth service agency in the Twin Cities in the metro area, typically. And they provide 8 youth at a time. Sometimes they'll cycle through like an entire classroom, and we just get a group that we can work with. We can engage about 8 at a time on a boat. And in about 70 classroom hours, we'll start off with a pile of sticks and some tools, and we'll produce a skin-on-frame canoe most often is what we do. Because it's Minnesota. We've refined sort of the boats that we've built over the years, and we have so many people that go to the Boundary Waters and just prefer a canoe among all the watercraft that you can build. So we build and use quite a few of those. And anyway, the schools that we build with, they typically will launch the boat. In fact, almost invariably will launch the boat at the end of the project on a local lake or river. This is the culmination of their success.
Sure. Of course, christen it. And but yet, I think a unique funding opportunity where these boats become available for sale.
Yeah, so when we partner with a school, the boat becomes their property, and sometimes they choose to sell it to help recoup some of the expenditure. So they do pay us when we partner with a school. They'll pay us to do the project, but then they can recoup some of the money by selling the boat. Sometimes they raffle them. Sometimes they have teachers fighting over them, you know, because they're nice watercraft. And then the other program that you referenced was our apprenticeship program. So that's another, we characterize it as a workplace readiness program. We have capacity for about 20 youth at a time. And we fundraise to be able to pay the youth to participate so that they treat it like a job and so that we have a little bit more leverage over the outcomes. And that is to say, like, show up. You know, some of the youth that we are working with, in fact, that's our mission, our target, is they have, I'd say, more than your average set of challenges, especially as it pertains to being ready for the workplace. And that program is positioned to, like a stepping stone, really, between being a kid and being an adult with a job.
Well, just as it sounds, apprentices have been around for ages. It's how masters are cultivated. And boat building, certainly one of those traditional crafts, traditional arts. So Urban Boat Builders, we're talking with Phil Winger. He is a programs manager and boat building instructor for Urban Boat Builders, a nonprofit based in the Twin Cities that works with youth to help them learn craftsmanship, as well as important social skills, life skills, job skills, all kinds of empowerment here, Phil. It sounds like you know, you're in the neighborhoods, you're really taking a chance on some of these kids that haven't had that investment, haven't had people believe in them and give them responsibility, give them tools and wood, and they make boats. And this has got to, you know, obviously you say you are doing it for the kids. You've always had that affinity for helping youth. How about a story to bring a tear to our eyes, like one of those like success stories, Phil? Who do you remember most from your programs?
Boy, there's so many people that we've had an impact with. There's a couple, I guess, from my earlier years that I guess strike me as the most memorable. One of them, his name is Nia, and I met him in corrections. He used to work a lot at Boys Totem Town. It's Ramsey County Juvenile Corrections. And we'd build boats there pretty much continuously throughout the year in our partnership program. And we would recruit them once they got released to become apprentices in our apprenticeship program. And I met him while he was doing time there, I think probably for stealing cars or something. And he and I formed a connection, and he ended up being in our apprenticeship program for about a year. And his attitudinal change was most apparent, like from going from being in corrections where you try to be tough, you know, with everyone else that's in there, and you're trying to hate all the things you're supposed to hate and like all the stuff that, I don't know, that is probably not very healthy to like. He changed. He flipped his script and started coming into work as an apprentice to talk to me about what he was learning in school, like macroeconomic theory, stuff I don't even know how to talk about. And he'd smile a lot over the time that I got to know him a lot more, just became a happier person. And then, you know, his past perhaps caught up with him again after he'd been working as an apprentice, and he got into some legal trouble. And I was asked to vouch for him, for his character, and still, no, actually that wasn't, maybe it was still juvenile court. I think it was. This was about 10 years ago, so I'm a little fuzzy on the details. But he could have gotten a lot more of a consequence than he did if I didn't vouch for his character, because I had seen a lot of good in him and a lot of potential. And he paid his debt to society, which was a lot more abbreviated than it might have been. And he's been a contributing member of society now for a decade. He has a couple kids. He comes in and says hi all the time and is doing well. Like, I'm sure he's earning more money than I am. I hope he is. So I really was privileged to be part of his arc, you know, to make a change his trajectory, be a contributing person instead of somebody who's always getting into trouble.
Oh, you bet, Phil. You bet. And I'm online reading some of the testimonials here. Perhaps this is the quote from this individual. My life changed because I met Phil, the boat building instructor from Urban Boat Builders. He was teaching us how to build boats, and I got really interested. Now that I am working, I use the skills that I learned with Urban Boat Builders every day. Urban Boat Builders is a great program. Not only does it help youth like me stay out of trouble, it also teaches them the skills that they need to be successful throughout their life. You can't do much better than that, Phil.
Well, it's a fun job. It's very rewarding. At times it can be, you know, like any job, a lot of work and can be exhausting, but we have strange benefits where I work. It's not the normal ones. It's like the odd story of a kid coming in who you haven't seen for a decade who says something like that. They like, of all the stuff that I experienced as a young person, it's what I did in your shop that had the biggest impact and helped me get to where I am now. And that's a great benefit.
That's right. That's a tear in the beer. Well, Phil, it sounds like you got your start with boat building at North House many years ago, 20-some years ago, and you were recently back at North House. What was that all about?
Yeah, so I think it was 3 years ago now, because I taught a kayak-making class this summer. We built the Greenland kayak with, I think it was 7 students. So we built 7 kayaks in 7 days. We launched on the seventh day on Lake Superior. That was a lot of fun. And I co-instructed that with my friend Brian Torkelson. He and I used to teach together at Urban Boat Builders. And he's moved on, but we still hang out a lot. And he's really fun to build with. And we had a great time teaching that course. we were asked to teach that class 2 years prior, or actually I was, and I said, I'll only do it if Brian can teach it with me, because he's one of the greatest craftsmen I've ever worked with. And he's at home. He's actually a stay-at-home dad raising his kids. And I needed to get him out and share him with the world, and that was my way to do it. So we had a lot of fun. Really enjoyed teaching that course. And we'll probably do it again. I think I'll talk to Jessa Frost, the programs director there. And we think maybe every other year for that class is about right for frequency.
Nice. Well, but you might have to get up to Cook County more often than that.
Oh, I hope so. I love it up there. I love Grand Marais and, of course, the Boundary Waters and just camping in general, the national forest, the free campsites. Those are my favorite.
Yes, yes. Well, Phil Winger, I appreciate so much your time here on the Roadhouse. We've been speaking with Phil Winger from Urban Boat Builders. They're online at urbanboatbuilders.org, and they're doing great work for youth in the neighborhoods. So thank you so much, Phil. Have a great summer. Try to stay cool.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.